This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Closing prices for the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, $3.73, down 4 1/4. March, $3.75 1/4, down 4. May, $3.80 1/4, down 4. January soybeans, $8.70 3/4, down 7 1/2. March, $8.73 3/4, down 7 1/2. May, $8.80, down 7 1/2. December wheat, $4.82 3/4, down 1 3/4. March, $4.90 1/2, down 5. May, $4.96 1/4, down 4 3/4. December oats, $2.56 1/2, down 5. March, $2.32 1/2, down 5. December soybean meal, $2.72.20, down $2. January, $2.73.70, down 10. March, $2.75.50, down 20. December soybean oil, $31.08, down 43. January, $31.36, down 43. March, $31.60, down 43. It's time now for the cash grain report.
This is Friday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower late Friday afternoon. Sharply lower financial markets and technical selling at the Board of Trade pushed grain prices lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 4 to 5 cents lower at $3.47 to $3.62. Soybeans are mostly 7 cents lower at $8.36 to $8.63. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 1 to 5 cents lower at $3.56 to $3.75. Soybeans are 2 to 7 cents lower at $8.55 to $8.80. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn 2 to 3 cents lower at $3.65 to $3.85. Soybeans are down mostly 6 to 7 cents at $8.61 to $8.78. Wheat was 5 cents lower at $3.90 to $4.36. Illinois soybean processor cash bids were 7 cents lower at $8.79 to $8.86. Basis levels were unchanged at 8 to 15 cents over the January. High-protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $267.70 to $283.70 per ton. That's down 10 cents, with basis levels steady at a minus 6 to a plus 10 the January. Illinois corn processor cash bids were 4 cents lower at $3.75 to $3.92. Basis levels were unchanged at option to 17 over the March. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market 4 to 5 cents lower at $3.75 to $3.77. Basis levels were unchanged to down 1 cent at option to 2 over the March. Soybeans closed 6 to 8 cents lower, ranging $8.80 to $8.86. Basis levels were unchanged to 2 cents higher at 9 to 15 cents over the January. New crop wheat basis were steady at $4.26 to $4.76. Basis levels closed mostly steady at a minus 75 to a minus 25 the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market 5 to 7 cents lower at $3.91 to $3.92. These elevators lowered their soybean bids 8 to 11 cents at $8.99 to $9.01. Soft wheat closed mixed at $4.15 to $4.66. Milo was 4 cents lower at $3.59 to $3.60. Contract bids to producers for January delivery grain in northern and western Illinois. January shell corn contracts range from $3.50 to $3.62. January delivery soybean contracts range $8.41 up to $8.63. In central Illinois, January delivery shell corn contracts range from $3.55 up to $3.78. January delivery soybean contracts range from $8.54 to $8.71. In the southern part of the state, January delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at $3.66 to $3.86. January delivery soybean contracts ranged from $8.58 up to $8.78. And June-July delivery soft wheat contracts in the southern part of the state ranged from $4.50 to $4.76. That concludes Friday's closing grain market summary.
Closing prices for the Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 122.25, up 70. February, 127.22, up 70. April, 128.25, up 60. January feeder cattle, 152.75, down 30. March, 150.87, up 2. April, 151.60, down 55. December lean hogs, 56.10, down 12. February, 61.50, up 227. April, 65, up 175. It's time now for the Cash Livestock Report.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 11th Afternoon Livestock Report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 9 cents lower in the range of $45.50 to $52.25, with a weighted average carcass price of $50.96. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with weak demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 7 to 13. 4 to 5 weights were 7 to 16. 5 to 6 weights, 9 to 18. And 6 weights and up, 9 to 20. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings, ranging from $25 to $32. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 12,442 head. And now for the recap from the cattle auction at Walnut. They had receipts of 296 head. Choice slaughter steers were bringing 110.50 to 117.25. Holstein steers choice were 95 to 101. And choice slaughter heifers 110 to 116.25. Onto their slaughter cows, breakers were 56 to 64 with some high dressing at 65. Boners were 54 to 62 with the high dressing at 66 to 68. Leans were 40 to 47. Now moving over to Fairview, they had receipts of 681 head, starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones. 4 weights were 161 to 180, 5 weights were 142 to 170, and 6 weights were 126 to 146. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 weights were 152 to 167, 5 weights were 134 to 162.50, and 6 weights were 120 to 139. Feeder bulls, medium and large ones, 5 weights were 144 to 153, and 6 weights were 128 to 131. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 115.50 to 119, and on a dress basis 183 to 185. Heifers on a live basis traded at 116.50 to 119, and on a dress basis, 184 to 186. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 327 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $74.41, and that was 47 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, $202.50, that was 58 cents lower, and select carcasses at $186.43, that was $2.04 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 113,000, that compared to 109,000 last week and 106,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, cattle slaughter is still running behind 5.3%. Hog slaughter was estimated at 436,000. That compared to 433,000 last week and 427,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, hog slaughter is still running ahead 7.9%. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The EPA recently pulled registration of the Enlist Duo herbicide made by the Dow Chemical Company. Enlist Duo contains two popular herbicide ingredients, glyphosate and 2,4-D. The EPA made its decision after receiving new information that the herbicide is more harmful than originally thought. Executive Director of Corporate and Government Relations for Growmark, Chuck Spencer, says there's been a slight change in the way the U.S. EPA has been viewing the chemical approval process when the ag industry controls pests, even though there is a long-standing lawful process in place.
What I think the overall industry is concerned about is the way the U.S. EPA, approves and reviews its pesticides. We have very clear long-standing law and then regulatory process that is spelled out within the agency. And what we've noticed is that there's been a slight change in the way the U.S. EPA has been viewing chemistry approval process when we control pests, whether they be weed pressures that we face in fields or whether it's insect pressures. And we feel as though that process has been one that's been in place very clearly by governing law that's been around for quite some time. They have tens of scientists, not only in the private sector that makes the application, but within the agency as well. It's very important that we continue within that pathway of public review, public discussion, and then rulemaking. What we did note that was a little bit different in this one instance is that there was a concern raised by the administration over a filing with another agency in patent and what that meant when it came to the science. And it's probably one of the first times that we've seen a little bit of a difference in perspective from the science behind the product registration and its use in the marketplace. So I think what our perspective is, and what we're doing out in Washington, D.C., is advocating that this EPA stay very close to the scientists and the specific review process that's in both law and regulation. If we have deviations from that, once again, on a basis of interpretation or a different perspective, then we change the whole platform in which we've come to know for quite some time. And that's concerning to us. Business needs predictability, certainty, and consumers want to know about safety. And all of those three initiatives must work together, and we want to make sure that continues to happen. And we need to make we also need to assure that perspectives or supposition stays out of the process. So we're very watchful and continue to have discussions not only with the agency and administration but those on Capitol Hill about the concern that we see developing on approval.
Chuck spent the beginning of the week in D.C. focusing on initiatives for the ag industry in 2016. He says that nutrient management programs in states across the U.S. are going to be very important.
The nutrient management programs that are underway in states across this nation are going to be a very important focus for not only our involvement in providing input to what we're doing so they have the most current and accurate information of what ag retailers, farmers, and the manufacturing industry for fertilizer is doing in regards to application to the land and monitoring its nutrient utilization by plants, but also what we're going to be doing with the conservation programs and initiatives promoting the messages of 4R stewardship, the right source, right rate, right time, right place, and making sure that we consider that in the forefront of our minds every time we make an application and work with the plant nutrients. To have productive plants, they've got to be fed, and that food comes from the fertilizers we apply. And we also have to be very aware of the wildlife and water resources that we interact with on a daily basis. I think that's something that farm cold deer, farm families appreciate with great value, and that we have to make sure we share with regulators as well as consumers what we're doing on that front.
Once again, Executive Director of Corporate and Government Relations for Growmark, Chuck Spencer. Some other big news has happened for the Dow Chemical Company. Dow Chemical Company and DuPont announced Friday that they are merging. The two companies will form Dow DuPont and have a market value of approximately $130 billion. They will separate into three independent publicly traded companies focused on agriculture, material science, and specialty products. Both companies have been under pressure from shareholders to control spending and shift away from commodities to faster-growing parts of their businesses. DuPont said Friday that current conditions in the agriculture markets and emerging markets will make sales growth challenging in 2016. As a result, the company is cutting 10% of its global workforce, including employees and contractors. The move is expected to cut cost by $700 million. Analysts suggest that falling crop prices may have added to momentum for a deal by slowing growth in the ag sector, which is a key business for both companies. Andrew Laveris, who is president, chairman, and CEO of Dow, will become executive chairman of the newly formed DowDuPont Board of Directors, and Edward Breen, who is chair and CEO of DuPont, will become chief executive officers of the new company, DowDuPont. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.